Procedure captures lead from old car batteries for use in solar cells. MIT engineers have developed a way to utilize lead from old car batteries to make perovskite solar cells. Traditionally, lead in car batteries is recycled. However, lead-free car batteries are becoming more popular, which means used batteries could end up in landfills, posing an environmental and health risk. MIT calculates that the 250 million lead car batteries used in the United States today do not have to go to waste. Instead of sending the discarded batteries to landfills, they could be sent to the solar industry. Are there environmental risks of lead-based solar cells? Perovskites, a class of crystalline photovoltaic materials, have been receiving much attention in the solar community for their high efficiency. The biggest drawback with perovskite cells, however, is that they contain lead. Fortunately, MIT reports that we will not need to increase dangerous lead mining and smelting operations to meet demand. This is because solar cells created with lead from discarded car batteries work just as well as cells made with freshly mined materials. To see how MIT recycles the lead from batteries, watch this video. Does recycled lead affect solar cell performance? The next question any engineer worth their precipitate will ask is, how will the quality of recycled lead compare to high purity lead from smelters? Researchers compared the two. Results comparing the lead source and the light harvesting ability of perovskite showed that the nanocrystalline structure, with the ability to retain light at different wavelengths and light absorption proficiency, showed little change. Testing also showed that photovoltaic performance was nearly identical between the samples. To ensure these results were consistent, researchers continued their testing with three more batteries with various life cycles. The individual batteries were in operation between 6 months and 4 years. The results from the second round of testing were similar, with one difference. The older the car battery, the more likely the lead would be in the form of lead sulfate. The team adapted by devising a process to recover the lead from lead sulfate. During testing, recycled lead also showed that it could be incorporated into other processes that were used to create perovskite-based solar cells, as well as to make other kinds of solar cells that include lead, light-emitting diodes, piezoelectric devices, and more. Are these solar cells economical? Results from an economic analysis proved the procedure to be economically viable. MIT calculated that 700 square meters of perovskite solar cells could be produced from one lead-acid car battery, assuming the thin film was a micrometer thick. If the cells were to reach a 15% efficiency, which MIT reports is a conservative estimate, the cells could generate enough electricity to power roughly 30 homes in Las Vegas. To generate enough electricity to power the United States, it would take lead from around 12.2 million recycled car batteries to create 8,634 square kilometers of perovskite solar paneling. This is less than 5% of the lead car batteries currently in use. Ideally, the best-case scenario would be to find an effective and non-toxic replacement for the lead altogether. MIT reports that research for a more effective replacement continues. For more updates on green studies at MIT, visit their website.